This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Today is the last day for filing nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. While in Bihar, the last date for filing nominations is tomorrow. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in the first phase. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow and the last date for the withdrawal of candidatures is 30th March. In Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 2nd of the next month. Voting will be held on 19th of April. Notification for the second phase will be issued on Thursday for 89 Lok Sabha seats in different states and union territories. The BJP has declared 3 more candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Kanhaiya Lal Meena from Dausa and Indu Devi Jata from Karoli Dholpur Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. Thunaujam Basanta Kumar Singh will be the BJP candidate from Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. Meanwhile, Congress has released the 7th list of candidates for the upcoming elections. Party has fielded Shashi Singh from Surguja Constituency of Chhattisgarh, Dr. Menaka Devi Singh from Raigad Constituency, Devendra Singh Yadav from Bilaspur seat and Biresh Thakur from Kanker Constituency. R. Sudha will contest from Mayiladuthurai in Tamil Nadu. The Election Commission has issued advisory to Chief Electoral Officers, CEOs of all the states and union territories in view of heat wave. The advisory followed forecast of above normal temperatures by India Meteorological Department during forthcoming summer season, which may translate into stronger and longer spells of heat wave, especially during March to June this year. The Commission has shared a copy of do's and do nots issued by National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, regarding minimization of heat wave impact. The NDMA has advised people to avoid going out in the sun, especially between 12 noon and 3 p.m. to minimize the impact during the heat wave. It has also advised to drink sufficient water and avoid stale food. The Commission has asked CEOs to ensure minimum basic facilities, including drinking water and shade at the polling stations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo yesterday. In a telephone conversation, both leaders discussed ways to further strengthen bilateral ties in diverse sectors. These include trade, investment, clean technologies, semiconductors, pharmaceuticals, green hydrogen, IT, defense, ports, among others. During the talks, Prime Minister Modi congratulated his Belgian counterpart on the successful hosting of the first nuclear energy summit in Brussels. Both leaders reviewed the excellent relations between India and Belgium. The two leaders affirmed commitment to further bolster the India-EU strategic partnership under the ongoing Belgian presidency of the Council of the European Union. External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jaishankar has called on Philippines President Bongbong Marcos at Manila yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the Philippines President. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said Mr. Marcos's guidance for India, taking India-Philippines to new areas, will strengthen collaboration between the two democracies. Dr. Jaishankar also visited Indian Coast Guard ship Samudra Pehredar during its port call to Manila. He said his visit and the ship's presence signifies the deepening bilateral relations between the two nations. He added that civilization's imprint of India's long and distinguished Indian maritime tradition is still visible in this region. The External Affairs Minister said the Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision will continue to give it a more contemporary form. In Miami Open Tennis, world number one pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebdon have advanced to the semifinals of the men's doubles category last night. They defeated Sam Vierbeck of Netherlands and John Patrick Smith of Australia 3-4, 7-5, 10-7 in the quarterfinal. The Indian-Australian pair showed great comeback after losing the first game. And in IPL, defending champions Chennai Super Kings have defeated Gujarat Titans by 63 runs at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing a target of 207, Titans were all out for 143 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Mumbai Indians at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.